This hour of Hardline brought to you by Texas Land Cattle.
It's the Ticket's Great Game of Baseball. Team Hardline versus Team Musers in Hardball Hijinks. Tickets on sale next Friday, 9 a.m. by calling 972-731-9200 or at Ticketmaster.com. Brought to you by InTouch Credit Union and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Feeling so high. Too much Dylan. Log on now to theticket.com and win tickets before you can buy them to see Jackson Brown at Nokia August 13th. Tickets go on sale, would you believe, today?
Nice.
At Ticketmaster.com. All right, let's round the broadcast week off with a nice concert calendar here.
Real quick.
Yes.
We were wondering during E-News, you can play the music. We were wondering during E-News whether or not Dennis Hopper, who was diagnosed, who his doctor came out today and said he's dying, and he also today got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, if he was going to make the ceremony. He did. And there's photos of him and Jack Nicholson on NewYorkDailyNews.com. It is terribly sad. I mean, he looks... I mean, he probably weighs 95 pounds. They say he's under 100 pounds. It is awful.
So many great films he was in.
Yep.
All right. Do we have a sponsorship situation for this that we need to address, Shoopy?
Man's best friend, Shoopy.
All right. Now, where should our expectations be for this segment?
Keep them low as usual.
All right. We'll do that.
Thank you.
We have a very small font working here today, I'll tell you that. But tonight at the House of Blues, you can see the Atomic Punks.
Never heard of
them. I wonder if that's Van Halen tribute.
Why?
Because they have a song called Atomic Punk.
Guess they ran out of names.
Okay, Grego.
Guess they did.
At Billy Bob's, the Bellamy Brothers.
Giddy up, boom.
No.
Oh.
They play here too much, don't they?
They do their share here. They probably should purchase a trailer in a handy trailer park somewhere in this area. At the Resistol Arena, KC and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did you see yesterday? Well, I didn't even have time for the story, but the bass player, or no, the old drummer, I guess. For Casey and maybe it was bass. For Casey and the Sunshine Band got arrested because he was having sex with a 17-year-old boy. And he admitted that he has been having sexual relations with boys between the age of 13 and 17 for quite some time now.
Oh!
So maybe Casey will have some words.
Well, get down tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
He did that.
Sure did. So go check out KC and the Sun Life Band.
Then the Sun Seed Band.
At Trees, Seven Dust.
Going.
Cat.
Going. Can't wait.
They have a black lead singer.
Do they really?
Yeah.
That type of music?
They used to. I don't know if they still do.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
At the Granada, Billy Joe Shaver.
Craig Miller.
He'll shoot you.
Oh, yeah, that's a guy. I'm thinking of Billy Gilman.
At the All Good Cafe, the King Bucks.
All right.
Wow.
What a night for you, Danny.
It's going to be huge.
What kind of downbeat are we looking at here tonight?
I would expect 9 p.m., Michael.
All right.
Just in time to get there and get a chicken fried steak. Maybe a nice bowl of chili.
Yeah.
And then I can crop dust the band while I'm playing bass.
You do that anyway, don't you?
I've been known to fire off a couple.
Mm-hmm.
In Mr. Chad's face.
At the Kessler Theater, Chris Holt and Salim Nirala.
The Kessler Theater in Oak Cliff, Mike.
What is that?
Have you been there?
It's open for Biosnus.
That's right.
No, I haven't. I've been there
I think
when
this
they
is
were
a Jeff Lyles thing.
When they were remodeling it.
And it's on Davis.
Does it look good?
It's awesome.
You've been there?
No, I've not been there yet.
Mike, or Shoopy has.
What'd you go there for, Shoophead?
The other guy that's basically done the rebuilding is a friend of my dad's.
Look at me. So it all comes back to Big Mike.
The contractor.
I don't mean to shock you, but my dad knows a lot of people.
Yes, my father, Mr. Shoopy.
Thaddeus Gruber.
At Lee Harvey's, Oliver's Army.
Yeah?
You're into that now, aren't you?
I sure am, boy.
Give him some love.
I would go to that, but I can't because at the Moon Bar, Petty Theft, Saturday, at the Palladium, Alkaline Trio, and Cursive.
That sounds like Davey bands.
It really does.
That he wants to dance to.
Is that the Alkaline Trio?
No, I don't think so.
We okay here? I know this has been a tough day.
I coughed.
You got through it admirably, I must say.
I'm fine.
Have you guys been drinking a little bit?
Have we?
Yeah.
No.
Are you sure?
Mike? I haven't.
Has Mike had a cocktail, Corby?
Of course he has. It's Friday. We're at a bar.
Right. You're just kind of slurry.
You are kind of loose.
Yeah, I'm loose. So what?
Like your
stool. At least you haven't been drinking coffee.
That's true.
Speaking of that, looseness in that area. At the Granada, the Rocket Boys, Hendrick, and Shapes and Stars.
It's interesting.
So George Hendrick's playing there?
No. Not another baseball joke, Mike.
George Hendrick. Well, this is an all-sports station, Corby.
Yeah, it is.
I'm just trying to bring it back to the sports
page. Well, you're doing a great job.
Did you know he is now the first base coach of the Devil Rays?
No, I didn't.
Well, he is.
Mark that under. Who gives a...
You're one of, I don't know, seven people in the world that knows that.
That's right, because I am baseball Jesus. And I know these things.
I'm worried about the Rangers, by the way.
At Nokia, Angie Stone, Joe? Yeah. And Chew DeBarge?
Chico.
Oh, Chico DeBarge. Okay.
Chew?
It's a very small font,
well,
man.
Make it bigger.
How?
Chew.
It's just a little word file. Can't you highlight all that stuff and make it bigger?
An old, good old Chew DeBarge.
I think this is Muntry. I'm not sure.
No, I don't think it is.
What is it?
And how I think it's sold.
How are they big enough to
don't
play the
Nokia? Don't you
know
Angie Stone, Irwin? You do?
Is she
okay,
good?
There you go.
Why do you have to look at Irwin when you mention soul?
Because I think Angie Stone is a soul artist, he would know for
Let
sure.
Let me check with the black guy.
Yes, when it comes to black guy things, I go straight to the source. Who wouldn't?
Me.
At Billy Bob's, Josh Turner. A Bogman Turner Overdrive.
No.
No.
No?
Nice try.
At the Kessler Theater, Brent Best and Pat McKenna.
Is Slobberbone together, Danny?
Yeah.
They are?
They're doing reunion shows.
Reunion shows?
Like everybody else.
All right.
At Love and War in Texas. The one in Grapevine, Seth James. Sunday at Nokia, Gilberto Gil.
What?
Or Gilberto Gil.
Yeah, maybe.
That's it. Gilberto Gil.
Gilberto Gil. I don't know what that is, but it's at the Nokia. That's Muntry.
Gotta be.
At the House of Blues Honor Society.
That's God.
It is? I thought it was like a kid band.
I bet it's God.
Yeah.
Have fun with the next one, Mike.
Okay. At the Palladium, Angel y Chris, La Factoria, Flex.
Danny, what are you doing?
Shut up, Corby!
And Chino and Nacho.
That's what I'm doing. If you just shut up and let him be funny.
What are you doing, Danny?
Freaking idiot. Let me be in charge of the comedy, all right?
Every freaking Mexican band in the
and
world
you screwed,
is on there.
God, you're such a retard.
There are only four of them?
Yeah, I was. It was a setup for Mike to say
Gil Gilberto,
to say and Chino and Nacho,
and it worked. You
okay,
got it.
Well then, just be quiet.
No, no.
Maybe he wanted La Factoria in there too.
My God,
I am coming to your show tonight, and I'm going to sit on stage.
What a momentum stopper
and
you
I'm
are!
I'm going to poop.
All right, go ahead. I'm ready to go.
At the Barley House, the Covers brothers.
Are they really brothers?
I don't know. A special Saturday add-on at Lee Harvey's, the Thin White Dukes.
Ooh.
The David Bowie cover band. Tuesday at the House of Blues, Ted Leo and the Pharmacists.
Yeah, Danny, I was right. Honor Society is a little kid band. They just signed on the Jonas Brothers record label.
I bet they're godly, though.
No, they're not.
Okay. You'll see.
Wednesday at the House of Blues, Panda. Thursday at the Cambridge Room.
Hey.
The Ruby Review Burlesque Show.
You know, a wise man once told me that you know why burlesque shows were invented? So fat girls could feel pretty too.
Jeez Louise.
And that wise man was none other than Joe Butcher.
Do you think that's correct?
No, of course not. Love
and
girls.
At the Reconsider Lounge, Tony Orlando and Dong.
Go ahead, Mike. Say it. We're in a restaurant. Speakers down. Speakers down. Okay, go ahead.
Genital Schwarzkopf.
What?
Genital Schwarzkopf.
And Snuggle Bunny's Revenge.
Oh.
See? It wasn't that bad after all.
Nope. Aaron Hawksworth delivered.
6:52 on the ticket.